As I settle down to pray, I begin with a preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again I ask him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking for my prayer today? Rest, peace, wisdom, to know him more deeply. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to Julian's revelation for day four of our journey. And as I read slowly and attentively through the revelation, I notice what word or phrase calls to me and catches my attention. I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. In this little thing, like a hazelnut, I saw three properties. The first is that God made it. The second is that he loves it. And the third is that God preserves it. But what is that to me? It is that God is the creator and the lover and the protector. For until I am substantially united to him, I can never have love or rest or true happiness. Until, that is, I am so attached to him that there can be no created thing between my God and me. And who will do this deed? Truly, he himself, by his mercy and his grace. For he has made me for this, and has blessedly restored me. For this is the reason why those who deliberately occupy themselves with worldly business, constantly seeking worldly well-being, have not God's rest in their hearts and souls, for they love and seek their rest in this thing, that is, in all the cosmos, seemingly as small as a hazelnut, which is so little, and in which there is no rest, and do not know God who is almighty, all wise and all good, for he is true rest. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught me. What does it mean to me? What does it make me feel? I see that it's I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about a word or phrase that has caught me. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling his presence surround me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the revelation, I remain with it. Otherwise, I turn to the scripture, Matthew 6, verse 33, and Psalm 46, verses 9 to 10. And as I read slowly through the scripture, I notice what new word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. Strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Behold the one who makes war to cease in all the world. Who breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burn the shields with fire. Be still then and know that I am God. I reflect on the new word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does it mean to me? What does it make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the new word or phrase that has caught me. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being in God. Feeling his love enfold me. I have a conversation with God as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.